This is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to Faith Radio Mornings.
You can hear us live weekdays starting at 6 a.m., and you can check out highlights of our show at any time on myfaithradio.com. We want to do a little digging this morning, and, you know, I wish I had my refrigerator sitting right here because we could just, actually it would be kind of funny, but we could nice. Dig into the refrigerator because there was a great blog post, and we'll link this up to that Dr. Linda has called What's in Your Refrigerator? So it could be a new little game show we could play. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Yes, I had the courage to go into somebody's, actually, they had the courage to let me come into their refrigerator and look through their refrigerator and their pantry and put it all in video and talk about how they did. I actually gave her a grade in a couple of areas.
I know. She was very brave. We'll link that up, too, because I think we will be able to relate to several things that she had to say. And what kind of things did you find? Or not
well,
find.
I did find some good things, and it was really the whole sort of video going over to her house and looking in her refrigerator was based on a campaign that we were really trying to do in a local community called the 54321 Blast Off to Health. And it was a handle, sort of a little acronym that we were trying to get people to remember in order to stock their refrigerator, stack their pantry with healthy food items. So when we went in, we saw a lot of the typical things, you know, a lot of the chips and dip, and there was a bag of candy. And to her credit, there wasn't a lot of processed food and really sort of what we'd call empty calorie snacks. But she had the typical Pop-Tarts and some of the more unhealthy type of nutritional things alongside some really good things that I found as well. And those related to that 54321 blast off to health.
And there are some things that absolutely just shouldn't be in the fridge as well. If we're trying to be healthy and help our kids be healthy, what are some of those items?
Well, let's talk about it because that relates. Let's go through the 54321 mm-hmm.
sure.
and then
okay.
maybe that'll help people. So
yeah.
the five, for people to remember, is when you're looking at your refrigerator and pantry, you need to have every day, and this is really hard to do, five fruits and vegetables. And I think if we looked at the diets of most Americans, including my own family, we would find that we're kind of lagging in that area. So looking at your refrigerator, do you have fresh fruits and vegetables in there that people can grab for a snack? I used to put a big fruit bowl out, and so that when my kids were coming and going from all kinds of activities during school time, they would grab a piece of fruit rather than go into the pantry and grab the chips, which were a little bit more unhealthy. So finding ways to do that. Right now, one of the great ways you can do to get more fruits and vegetables into your diet is to create some of these fruit smoothies that you can use water and a little bit of spinach, some strawberries, bananas, a little bit of flaxseed in there. You can make that all into a shake, and it actually tastes good, and the kids don't even taste the spinach. They taste all the fruit, and they really like that kind of healthy alternative, like maybe in the morning for a breakfast shake.
Yeah.
So five fruits and vegetables. So people have to remember five. And then four relates to four glasses of water a day. And one of the things I did see in this mom's refrigerator was some Diet Coke. And although she was really great at not having bottles and bottles of Coke and sugary syrups type drinks like juices. And I think what's really interesting working in clinical pediatrics is that a lot of parents think they're giving their children healthy drinks by giving them a lot of juice. And juice is really pretty much just sugar water.
Hmm.
And pediatricians don't recommend juice. They'd rather have people put water into a bottle or a sippy cup or something like that and get kids into the habit of drinking water because we need to have at least four glasses of water a day.
And with those juices, Linda, is that a problem even with their teeth development
yes.
and things like that?
Yes, because
okay.
it's sugar. You're mm-hmm. sucking on sugar, basically, and it does create maybe dental problems for some kids because
sure.
of, you know, the enamel wearing and that kind of thing. So,
sure.
yes, we want to get them away from sugary drinks. And I know there's been a lot of talk, and we've talked about it on your show a few times, about the push nationally, especially by Mayor Bloomberg, to limit sodas, to get people
mm-hmm.
not buying so much. This is part of the issue, is because we really need people drinking more water, which is better for them. And then number three on that list is three servings a day of low-fat dairy. And low-fat is really the key when we're talking about dairy. Unless you have a child, a baby, under the age of two, you need to give them whole milk because it has something to do with the brain development. The fat in the milk helps the brain development of babies from zero to two. But once a child gets to be 2 years old, we really need to start making that dairy low-fat. And so getting the, if you can handle the skim milk, that's great. Some people, you know, have to go 1%, 2%. But looking at low-fat cheeses and low-fat dairy products, dairy is important because of the calcium in the dairy a lot of times and the other vitamin D and some of the other things that dairy gives you. But you need to make sure that it's low-fat so you're not adding all that extra fat that the body doesn't need.
How about Greek yogurt? Because that seems to be so popular right
it
now.
It really is. And, I bought a bunch of it, and my husband can't stand the taste of it. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, I kind of like it, although I'm sort of getting tired of it. But it's, I don't know. I don't really know. I haven't looked. I'm not a dietitian.
Right.
I haven't looked at it. Is that better than regular yogurt? But certainly it is a form of dairy that a lot of people can eat in a healthier form because a lot of yogurts have the probiotics in them and, you know, have a good health benefit to them. So, again, I would go low fat. That's probably the only area you'll ever hear me talk about going low fat because you don't need all that fat in the dairy and you can get low fat products. Now, low fat doesn't mean in other foods, low fat doesn't mean that there's sugar, you know, there's no sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be really careful when we're reading labels thinking, oh, low-fat means I can have a whole bunch of this. And it might be it might be that there's a lot of sugar in this low-fat product that has much more calories in it than it has anything to do with the fat content of the food.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Linda Mental, our guest here on Faith Radio Mornings, regular guest and friend of our show, talking about raising healthy kids in an unhealthy world. That's the title of her book. And we'll have links for that at myfaithradio.com. You can go there and find more information on this book. And she's offering us some tips here and going through the fridge and the 5-4-3-2-1 blast. We'll get to points 2 and 1 on the other side of a break. And she'll just continue to share her insight with us. We appreciate it. 877-933-2484 is our number if you want to chime in the conversation, offer some thoughts. 877-933-2484. More with Dr. Linda Mental in a moment on Faith Radio Mornings.
It's 7:48. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we're talking this morning with Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor.
And going through 5-4-3-2-1 blast off to health, some points actually that Linda's offering today from her book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Okay, Linda, so we have number 5 again, fruits and vegetables. 5 servings of that should be in your fridge. 4 glasses of water a day, and at least 3 low-fat dairy options. What's number 2?
Number 2 has actually nothing to do with the food in your pantry or refrigerator, but it is really important in terms of keeping your weight healthy, especially for kids. And the recommendation for kids is that we have 2 hours or less of screen time a day. Now, you have to really think about that because when you think about how much kids play PlayStation or Xbox or whatever system they're on, Nintendo, whatever, and you think about the phones and the iPads, I see all kinds of little kids walking around with iPads and iPhones and playing games and constantly on those screens. Then you add movies, then you add television, then you add use of the computer and doing games. We really need to be careful that kids are off screens and they're doing other more active kinds of behavior, like getting outside. I know now the weather is starting to warm up a little bit. Not so much in Minneapolis, it sounds like, but
today
in other parts of the country, it's starting to warm up. And we need to get kids out, running around, get them much more active and off of those screens because this sitting is really contributing to the childhood obesity problem that we have. And it's interesting to note that kids under the age of 2, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that they have 0 screen time. So that's a really tough order because I know that a lot of people, I know a lot of young moms, when they're really frustrated and trying to get their housework done and don't feel like they have much time, sometimes it's tempting to put your child in front of a screen so you can get things done. But it's really not the recommendation in terms of raising a healthy kid. So get them off the screens and get them out there and get active.
Yesterday, I'll confess, both of our daughters do have an iPod Touch, each their own, and we monitor their use on that, and we are looking at it all the time to see what they're into. But yesterday, we decided, okay, we're going to take an electronics fast, basically. We were having grandma over for Easter dinner and everything, And at the end of the day, my wife looked at me and said, I cannot believe how wonderful that was to have, especially our older girl, not grabbing that thing every other second and looking at it. So it really is a great point, I think, you say about screen time. I mean, you can really have enhanced conversations even when you just lay it down for a day.
And developing skills that kids don't normally get. I spend a lot of time on this in Raising Healthy Kids in the book, because one of the things that we're starting to see is that kids are losing their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing so much more, you know, imagination. Just think about how when you play, when you're in play activities, you're dealing with imagination, you're dealing with leadership skills. We don't usually think about that, but if you watch a group of kids play, leadership skills are developing, the way you get along with other people. These are all critical skills that when you're spending too much time on a screen, you don't develop those skills. So this is really a critical area for parents to pay attention to.
And also their homework ties into that, too, because kids are using the computer more and more for their homework. You know, maybe not in the very early, early years, but as they get a little bit older, that screen time just keeps adding up.
Well, it's going to get more so like that, I really believe, because already a lot of colleges and universities are converting to tablets in terms of what they're using in the classroom. So it's hard to know if somebody's really paying attention and doing that, or they're off on another activity while they're, you know, supposed to be maybe paying attention to the lecture or whatever else is going on.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's number one, Linda? We're down to the 5, 4, 3, 2, and now number one.
Number one is that 1 hour of exercise a day. And all kids, again, it relates to what we just said, get them off the screens, get them out, get them moving. I mean, Michelle Obama has this whole Let's Move campaign, which was actually a good campaign to get kids start thinking about let's move, let's get out, let's be more active, because exercise is really important. Now, the good news is it's the same with adult exercise. Sometimes people say, when am I going to get an hour to just, you know, have my kids run around? I mean, everybody's busy. But what you can do is you can break that exercise time down into 10 minutes, and you can do 10-minute increments. And adults can do the same thing. We can walk fast for 10 minutes, and that still has the benefit as if we were doing it for an hour, if we do 10-minute blocks for an hour during the day. So getting kids up and getting them moving like that is really great. And I know that my nieces and nephews have the Wii, and they have all these games on it where you can actually be up dancing and moving. And so using your electronic devices that way is a much better way when the kids are active and moving and jumping around and maybe even learning, you know, fun dance moves and that kind of thing. So get them up and get them active.
Great. Well, we appreciate the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 blast off to health. And if listeners are just tuning in, we'll post this full interview at myfaithradio.com. You can go there and listen to what Linda just covered with that. Moving on, you know, you also talk about the importance of family meals, meals together. We know what that can do for relationships. What about health?
It's so critical, and I graded the poor woman whose house I went into on her the number of family meals. I can't remember exactly, but I think there was a possibility of like 21, and I think she represents the typical family. And when I asked her how many meals a week do you think out of that 21 that you guys get, she was like so many families, and she said probably 3 to 4 at the most. And I thought, oh, this is a problem. If you could make one change in your family, really determining to get that family meal going every night would be like the best change, because it does have health benefits. Obviously, it creates better nutrition for family members, but it also improves the academic grades of kids. And here's the big one, and this should be enough in our culture to motivate every parent, that it actually prevents teen risk behaviors like sexually acting out, like substance abuse, drug abuse, alcohol drinking. Those kind of behaviors actually go down because the families are sitting at meals, they're communicating, they're connected. Kids feel more secure in their families when they get together. So I know it's tough, and I give a whole bunch of suggestions in the book on how to do this, including, you know, digging somewhere into the bowels of your cupboards and finding that old crock pot and pulling that out. Because for busy parents and parents on the move, and I used this a lot when my kids were younger, I would just throw a bunch of vegetables and meat and stuff into that crock pot so that when everybody got home at the same time, we could just serve that and all sit down and eat together. So there are a lot of tips in the book about how you can do that, how you can be successful creating meals, getting your families together. And like typical for us, PK, was that, and Ted, that we were, you know, we had soccer, ballet, all the things that people were doing, and we would just adjust our schedule each night of the week, but making sure that we could all get together. And so it can be done if you really have that as a goal. And I would say the benefits of just having that family meal together are just so profound that every family should work on doing that.
And I remember something on Focus on the Family many years ago, but they were talking about when you are finally all gathered together, don't use that as the time to be like, okay, and we need to talk about this problem, and we need to, now that you're all here, and don't use that as maybe
the meeting.
The big meeting where you lay down the hammer, but really make that the communication time where you just hear about each other's days. And what do you think about that?
Oh, that's also in the book, and that's really good, because what happens is if you start to get negative, and again, it's tempting, because if you haven't seen everybody in your family all day long,
sure. And
they're, you know, someone's having homework problems, and I got a call from the teacher, and, you know, I don't like the way your room looks, and why aren't you cleaning up? I mean, all of that is real tempting to do at the family dinner table. But what happens when you do that, and this is why it's important not to, is that then kids unconsciously pair sitting down with the family with negativity. And then sometimes even that can relate to power issues and control over the food, which in some cases can turn into eating disorder problems. And I've noted that in social histories because I have a specialty practice with eating disorders. And sometimes when we're talking about what were the family meals like, they were power times where people were trying to get control and there were negativity going on in those family meals because of all the problems in the family. And then food became the thing that people decided, I can control this or not control this, I can restrict or I can overeat or whatever. So we don't tend to think about all of that, but kids can unconsciously say, I don't want to get together with my family. Every time we get together at a meal, all we do is talk about how bad things are for the day. So again, take all that out, make it a wonderful communicating, talk about the positive, get everybody together, and make that a very pleasant and positive experience, and it will go a long way to help your family, whole family dynamic as well.
Great advice. Thank you. We're talking with Dr. Linda Mintel this morning, and we'll link up her book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, and this interview all at myfaithradio.com. Linda, thank you so much, and I hope you had a wonderful Easter. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.